Hello, good morning. Thank you very much for tuning in. It's Paul O'Mahony here on my way to the Young Irish Technology Leadership Group event in Shannon Airport, on my way to do my best to help the next generation of Irish entrepreneurs. I've got some news for you. Well, it's not so much news, but it's views. Yesterday, a very respected, experienced and successful Irish entrepreneur put something short up on Facebook, and I found it by accident. Pat Phelan, the CEO of a new Irish startup that got funded to the tune of $3 million, and the announcement was made during the summit, previously called the Web Summit, in Dublin in 2013. Pat Phelan puts, and this is the gist of what he wrote, he said, "When I read the business sections of the Irish newspapers, I think Ireland is a wonderful place to be right now. When I turn to the main body of the newspapers, I say, where's the boat?" Now, for those of you who don't quite get the reference to where's the boat, there's what used to be called the mail boat from Dunleary outside Dublin to Holyhead in Anglesey in North Wales. There's a boat that many of us have travelled on. It's the emigrant boat out of Ireland. I took it. Loads of others took it. Nowadays they fly Ryanair. Or in fact, there are even more routes that you can get to get to the UK, to get out of Ireland. And in fact, people are getting out of Ireland, or have been getting out of Ireland, to other places, like Australia, like New Zealand, like Canada. Goodness knows how many have gone to the United States and have overstayed their visas and are there, sort of hoping that eventually there'll be some kind of amnesty and they'll get their green card and they'll be able to stay there, etc., etc., etc. So Ireland is a country that has had, and has always had, to be fair, a history of immigration. But the rate of increase of emigration during the last 6 years has been incredibly worrying for some, incredibly worrying. Families split, parents, and particularly I feel now as somebody who's going to be a grandparent, grandparents who are saying to themselves, I may never see my grandchild again. I'm not able to fly to Australia. I don't think there'll be the money to fly to Australia. I don't know when my granddaughter, my grandson, will be coming back again. So that's what Pat Phelan was referring to. The metaphor, where's the boat? Now there's a wonderful, wonderful company in Cork called Hairy Baby. And they produce t-shirts. T-shirts with what you call our ironic phrases that, to a certain extent, can only be fully understood by somebody who comes from Ireland, but can be appreciated by people from anywhere. I have one that I wore when I went to Lourdes in France as an unbeliever, with accompanying my mother, who is a believer. And it said, "What time is Mass? What time is Mass?" You know, that's a phrase which means a lot to people in Ireland. It stirs memories. Reminds people. Now, Hairy Baby are, you know, too brilliant a company. I couldn't speak too highly of them. By the way, I never met them and they're not paying me to say this. The point is that Hairy Baby don't put up stuff like that. They're there to kind of brighten the mood, to use irony, sarcasm, understatement, overstatement. They're not there to say, you know, where's the boat? If you're a company and you're basically selling your services as the agent to help you to get out to Canada, Australia, wherever all these places are. Perhaps you might do a very, very risky campaign called Where's the Boat? But there was extraordinary experience and insight and knowledge behind Pat Phelan's pithy paragraph. Because Pat knows, Pat understands, and you can rely upon Pat Phelan for giving you a pretty accurate steer on the zeitgeist. Because it is a great time to be in business in Ireland today, if you're a startup. It is a great, great time. It always is in depressions, anyway. Depression is a great time to get a business going. Businesses that survive depression come out of it very, very much stronger. There are loads and loads of case studies, particularly of the US depression, that I can think of, but there'll be others as well. And there are entrepreneurs in Ireland now today who have, you know, come back from Silicon Valley, who are in Silicon Valley, who are in China. People like Liam Casey, people like Pat himself. There are people out in Silicon Valley, like David Ivor Smith, if he's still there, who is working very much to get people connected with people in Silicon Valley for all sorts of reasons. And today, the Young Irish Technology Leadership Group event in Shannon is a parallel or a sister event alongside a conference-y kind of an event in, I think it's in the University of Limerick, where big noises, I'll call them, from the Irish diaspora entrepreneurial scene are making themselves available to help people who are here in Ireland. But of course, I haven't said anything about the other side of it. You know, why would you want to get on a boat? Why would you want to leave Ireland? And let me give you one terrific example. The crisis in the charity sector. The stream of diabolical messages that are coming, which reveal where the money's going to. In some, and I stress some, charities. The news that has shocked people. And okay, it's bad enough to hear that a whole load of money, which comes either as funding for not-for-profits out of taxpayers, or comes out of the pockets of citizens who are giving voluntarily their limited disposable income. In some cases, I suspect, indisposable income to a cause like a children's hospital or something as worthy as that. A hospital for sick children, and then whatever. Those people who have done that, voluntary contributors, if you like, those people are feeling let down. At least some of them are. I suspect some of them have decided, I'm not giving as much as I gave before. Others are hanging in there and saying, look, I don't care how bad the old publicity is. The people in that place who are doing the job, even if the CEO is unprepared to reveal, salary in public for scrutiny, even if the not-for-profits are not prepared to explain, why it costs money to administer a run, why you'd have no activity at all if you didn't pay people to work for some of the not-for-profits. And I am fed up, pissed off and fed up of that stream of news, if you like, PR, that's coming out effectively unchallenged. And actually, I happen to believe there is something to it, so it's not as if people are spreading scurrilous, dreadful, bad news without there being, at the bottom, a septic core somewhere charity section in Ireland is almost entirely unregulated. Not at all like the UK, by the way. Anyway, we've been waiting for a government promise to bring in legislation. I think I was aware of a government promise when I came back to Ireland in 2005 and got the shock that there was virtually, you know, there was no corporate governance worth talking about in most Irish charities. There were some, of course, there are exceptions, who have been pressing and pressing and pressing that there be corporate governance. So it isn't like as if the whole charity section is being, you know, put upon. Anyway, I have no idea if that's the kind of thing that was in Pat Phelan's mind when he said, when he looked in the main body of the newspaper, that's what he saw. I mean, for all I know, he might have been going on about Lucinda Creighton's new political party, though I rather doubt it. Anyway, that's it. You get really good things coming out of good people. Pat Phelan's certainly a good guy. Thank you very much for listening. If you would like to contact me on Twitter, I'm available for controversy and connection and conversation, collaboration on Omani Blog, OmaniBlog, and my business has a website where I'd love you to come over, sign up for the newsletter and all those kind of things that I'd like you to do. But anyway, that's on changeagents, all one word, .ie. Have a very good morning, and let's hope that the new generation of Irish entrepreneurs are served well by the Young Irish Technology Group this morning in Shannon Airport. Bye-bye.